And even hashkafically, we know the centerpiece of the Parsha, Yom HaNaraim, the story of the Akedah, really Sodom. I mean, there's so much, so rich a Parsha from the hashkafic and from the narrative perspective. From the mitzvot perspective, there are perhaps two mitzvot which are most closely associated with or discussed in the context of Parshas Vayera. One is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Abraham is commanded with the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And if you look, again, I've mentioned before, that there's a whole genre of Sfarim that discusses, mitzvos and halachos in the context of Parshios. If you look at these Sfarim, many, if not most of them, are dominated by discussions of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And the second one, which comes up very predominantly, and we'll see in a minute, perhaps we don't realize how predominantly and how pervasively in our Parsha, is a concept which we have in halacha, which really perhaps is a little bit elusive and could use a little bit more of elucidation, and that is the idea of zrizin makimin lemitzvos. Now this, for many of us, and for this I include myself, any of my close relatives, parents, or spouse, can testify to that I am a procrastinator by nature. So zrizin makimin lemitzvos is the anti-procrastination idea in halacha. Zrizin, get up, zrizus, slavus, energy, excitement, initiative, my team and mitzvahs, and go and try to do that mitzvah as quickly as possible. The connection to our parsha, most famously, is identified in Gemara Masechet Pesachim. We'll see the Gemara in a second, from a pasuk, which is of course very famous, that relates to the Akedah. As Avram is on his way, he's been given the command. We're in the beginning of Perek Chaf Beis. This is Shvi'i of the parsha, and the details come. This is what we want you to do. Here I am. Avon famous says, Hineni, V'yomar Kach Vesbincha, Yechidcha, Asher Havsta, etc. Go to Har Maria, V'aleu, Shem La'ola, you'll sacrifice him, Avon Harem, Asher Omer Elah. So what does the Chumash then tell us? Avram hears this charge, and not Stama charge, but a very powerful and emotional and presumably very distressing one. And nevertheless, V'yashkim Avram V'boker, Avram got up in the morning, V'yach, which is Chamaro, saddled the donkey, V'yitzach HaShnei Narav, Ito, V'yitzach V'no, Shivka Ate Ola, got everything together, and he went on his way to the Akedah. So the Gemara in Sukkim, in the first parak on Daf Dalid, discussing there, I don't want to get bogged down to the details, but specifically discussing the details of when and what time are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz. What day, how early, what hour in the day, etc. And in the context of that discussion, in the middle of, there are more source sheets for those who want in front of the beamer here. You can follow the show without the source sheets, but I think it is helpful. And please feel free to come and get them, even if you just came in. The Gemara tells us, we're not sure when you should check, and we'll get back in a second, because the Gemara asks, and maybe you should check already in the morning of the 14th, right? The Gemara asks, we're so worried about the reason why Gimel Mitzvah lived off Misafra, right? Why don't we even do it in the morning? After all, when it comes to Bris Milah, B'yom HaShmini Yimo, B'tar Alasso, to the beginning, Kol Hayom, we learn in a Brisa, from Megillah, Kol Hayom Kulo Kasher Lamila, the whole day of the eighth day, you could do Bris Milah, Elish's reason, Makim and Lamitzvos, nevertheless, we try to do, and the overwhelming the preponderance of Britain take place in the morning, after all, based on a Pesach, Shina Emar, Vayashim Avon Baboker, this is how we know the idea that one is supposed to do it. Again, where our minhag comes from, again, not to get, as I say, to get distracted by this, of doing it at night, relates to people are Mitzvah Babesa, people are home at night, and the candle reflects well with the darkness, the contrast, but fundamentally, we want to do it as early as possible, and that, in the context of Bris Milah as well, ultimately comes from our pasuk Vayashkim Avram Avoker. This Gemara, just so you should know, is a parallel Gemara, and there are some Rishonim, important Rishonim, on the parallel Gemara, which is Masechet Yuma, and Daf Chav Chasma Beis. Now, just to note, again, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure what the significance is, but it is interesting that if you look in the Rishonim, in this Gemara Masechet Pesachim, and we say Vayashkim Avram Avoker. And apparently, from the Gemara's deduction of this idea of Zrizim HaKim HaLemitzvahs, apparently, Avraham could have gotten up later, but because he got up early, that teaches us reason. So what time, anyone know, what time did Avraham actually get up? Is it that, well, he could have slept till noon, but because he got up at 10, that's good? Or he could have got up at 9, but he got up at 7? Huh? How do we know that? I don't know. Okay. It's not in Chumash. Not even in the Gemara. So there are three different opinions that I know of in Rishonim of when Avram got up. Or at least, what the significance of when he didn't get up, and what didn't he wait until. So Rashi is the most extreme. Rashi says in this Gemara that Avram woke before Netachama. In other words, Mi'ikr Hadin, he had to get up bright and early. This was not going to be a day that even Mi'ikr Hadin, Avram could sleep late on. But he got up even earlier, he got up, Rashi says, look at the Gemara there, Rashi says, before Netachama. The Ran, however, says, again, seemingly going out of his way to be explained the Gemara a little bit differently, the Ran says he got up in the morning and didn't wait until it was at Yom Gadol. He didn't wait until it was late in the day. So it's not clear according to the Ran. How early did he get up? But it could be that he had, you know, it was like Sunday. You know, what if he woke up at 8 o'clock for an 8:50 minion? No big deal. Because he didn't wait until it was right 10, 11 o'clock. That, according to the Ran, is in itself already sufficient. You don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn. Even if you get up at 8 or 9 o'clock, that still is reason not even the mitzvah. And perhaps the most extreme, or depending on your perspective, the most lenient, if you will, is the Talmid HaRashba. We know that certain Mesechlis have some of these, you know, weird sounding words entitled Rishonim. Sometimes they have the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. So Mesechlis also have a Talmid HaRashba, the students of the Rashba. So the Talmid HaRashba and Mesechlis say that what was the big kunz? Avram woke up, Vayashka Avram Baboker, and he didn't wait out of Erev. So Mi'ikr Hadin, Avram could have waited until it was ready night. Could have, you know, and one could have imagined what a distressing command. That wouldn't have been slacking. That wouldn't have been violating anything. If he had gone saddled up the next night, says the Talmid HaRashba, that was Mi'ikr Hadin. But because sometime, maybe it was 4 in the afternoon, sometime during the day, he got up and went, says the Talmid HaRashba, that that is still significant.
Maybe it took him 10 hours to get there. That's why he got up early. How do you know he got up?
Well, it took him a few days to get there. Right, the next pasuk. Right, the next pasuk is the Hivyom Hashlishi, right? By Yom Hashlishi, Yisavim Azayno. So it took 3 days. Huh? Not just. You're right, Alan. Not just. According to Rashi, especially, that's the idea. He wanted to get an early start, and that in and of itself, in that context, is the idea of the reason why the mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah done all day, get an early start. There is a sefer on Masechas Pesachim, a contemporary sefer. I didn't put it on the Maror Mekamei sheet. But it's a very fine sefer. Rabbi Howard is actually learning with the Chavrusa of his Masechas Pesachim. I recommend it that they get this sefer. It's called Birkas Shalom. It's Rabbi Shalom Hirschsprung, who must be, although I don't know exactly how, related to the Rabbi Hirschsprung from Montreal. He has a number of volumes on Shas, including Kedushin and others. One of the volumes he has on Skama from Rabbi Hirschsprung, or Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zatzal. But it doesn't say anywhere that they're related, but it seems to be beyond obvious that they must be related. He is a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rebbe, in the Yeshiva of Karlin Stolen in Yerushalayim. And he is an Alter Mir. He learned in the Mir for many years, the Talmud of Chaim Shulevitz, and Kozel Nafisi Finkel. He has a very nice contemporary sermon, Tech of Sochem, and in Siman Dalet there, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Siman Dalet, earlier Simanim. So he discusses this three-way machlokes, and I think he suggests some underlying significance. I'm not sure. I appreciate the significance, but it's interesting to imagine, again, in our mind's eye, we're reading the Parshat, when did Avram get up? What was so great about when he got up? How early you have to get up in order that the rest of history, that early rising, so to speak, should be considered so significant. Yeah.
Was there a reason that it took him 3 days to get to where he had to go?
I don't know. Let's say it was you're saying he should have gotten there quicker.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a 4-day trip and he got there in 3. I don't know. But it's interesting. Zrizis, in other contexts, is interesting. It's a very good point. In certain contexts, Zrizis has to, you know, like, run, it's a halacha shulchan aruch, you have to run the shul. At least the last few steps, you know, you run. Right? But this case, the Zrizis does not seem to be how quickly he was running once he got there. That's irrelevant. But it was the fact that he started right away. That seems to be the significant.
Sure where he was going,
well, Hashem says, right in the pasuk before. First of all, yes, it says, the pasuk says it in somewhat general terms, but when it describes what Avram did, it seems that maybe he did, because it says he went,
he already told them where to go.
Yes, the previous pasuk he alludes to it. Again, it could be that in actual time he knew more, yeah. Well, the idea of what is the secret of Vayashkin, we'll get to. We will get to Vayashkin, actually, we will. From Rav Nachum Petrovitz. We'll get back to the mirror. Okay, but hold off a little bit. Just so you should know, the significance, again, I myself did not realize this until this week. Everyone, most of us, if not all of us, already knew that the Makor for his reason is this pasuk of Avraham. However, if you look in Mefarshim, there are two other pasukim. For example, if you look, and I did, in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, they'll tell you that there's two other Makoros that are quoted by more obscure sources as the Makor for his reason. What is significant is that the other two are also in Parshas Vayera. It's unbelievable, actually. The Hagolas Habach, on the side of the margin of Gemara in Yuma, quotes also to Yalkut Shimoni, a different source. This is earlier in the Parsha, Perek Yud Tes, Hasa Kav Zayin. Who knows what story that is? Very good. Vayashem Avram Baboker, right? Elamakom, Asher Amad Shem, Es Pnei Hashem. Avram goes, he's going to take on Hashem, he's going to go, fight for Sodom, etc. And Avram didn't just wait, he went, Vayashem Avram Baboker. To say, says the Yalkut, says the Habach, this is the Makor. This is the Makor for his reason, Makim and the Mitzvahs. And finally, a third source, working our way backwards to the beginning of the Parsha, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Vav, Mamish, right in the beginning of the Parsha, the sixth Pasuk in the Parsha, Avram sees the guests, Vayamaher Avram Ohalel Sarah Vayomer Maharish Shalos Sa'im, etc. And the Psikta says that this is the Makor. And the significance of this particular Pasuk is that you see a concept of Zibim like Mitzvahs in a Mitzvah of Fenerim Lachavero. It's the only example of, again, assuming that this is the source, according to the Psikta, significance of the Zizim Gim Mitzvahs for a Mitzvah of Fenerim Lachavero. Now, Misvara, would you say it shouldn't? Maybe you? So, I'm not going to actually, first of all, that's not Fenerim Lachavero. You mean, just why is that on a Makor?
Right.
Because I don't think anyone takes that as a serious halakhic Makor, number one. Number two is that might be a different category. I'm not per se going to get to it, but we will see in the middle of the shir, I hope, at least two other. There's at least three or four other categories in halacha, which seem to be, if not direct, twin brothers, and maybe brothers, or maybe cousins of Zizim like Yim Limitzvahs, and at least two of them we'll discuss a little bit to see why, in fact, they're different, and in fact, not redundant. Yes?
Is this a Nida?
Is it more than that? Right. Oh, good. That is, you're honing in on what I hope will ultimately be the fundamental question. Good, very good. Yes, that's the original Makar in the Gemara Ptachim. We'll see. Again, I don't know if I put it on my Makar sheet. The Aruch HaShulchan and others discuss, and I want you to know, again, no fault, no one asked me, and probably no one will ask me, but I can't remember ever in my life until I came to Baltimore that this happened, and I think it's happened twice since I've been here, where for a variety of different reasons, people had a midday bris. Okay, people have, very often the reason people do it is for family and guests. You know, they want to wait, different things. The Aruch HaShulchan, just to, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan is very against it. This is the reason why giving the mitzvahs. Why people wait and whether waiting is significant or not might perhaps relate to a broader issue of competing values. I gotta move on. And we'll try to see that a little bit later in this year. So let's move on now. I'm in section days on your Yom HaKadosh sheet. And this a little bit relates to Shabtu's question had two formulations. Whether they realize it or not, I'm not sure, but two different formulations. So the first one, this is just a midah, the way I would at least phrase that part of your question is this a real mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah or is it just a good thing? Is it a midah tova or is it a mitzvah? And if it's a mitzvah, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa? So do you think when you do the reason, you do the bris milah early, you do whatever it is early, so you get the mitzvah of the bris milah and cha-ching, is reason mitzvah points? Or no, and again, this relates to the second part of your question, is it an enhancement of the Bismillah? But the more basic question, that's really a fancier question. More basic question is, what's the status of this idea? A pasuk is quoted, two other psukim, three altogether possibilities of psukim that are quoted. And the question is, what is the status? This seems to be not explicitly discussed in Rishonim so much, but a very significant machlokas in the Achronim. The Stei Chemed in Ma'arechas Yom Kippurim, quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluger. You know Rav Shlomo Kluger, a very original thinker, prolific writer. The Sefer, in fact, that he quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger I'd never heard of before. But it's from Rav Shlomo Kluger that in the name of this, that this reason of giving the mitzvah is a bona fide mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a pasuk state in Chumash, by Hashem Avraham Baboker, take your pick which one. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Moreover, in the Gilyoni Hashas, the Gilyoni Hashas is Rav Yosef Engel, and his notes on the Gemara, and in the Gilyoni Hashas and Gemara Mesachim, he quotes a Chubas Radach, who says that it's a chi of Gomer, and not to do it, you do whatever the mitzvah is, but you didn't do it for this reason, is an Isser Torah. Perhaps the most extreme formulation of Rav Mengel quotes this Radach. On the other extreme, none other than the Turei Evin, the Baal Shagas Aryeh, the Turei Evin of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, says no, you're completely off the whole thing, only me to Rabbanan. I, Apostle? Come on. The pasuk is a story. It's an esmachta. It's an esmachta. There's a story. It's a nice idea. The story shows it's a good idea. Moreover, in the Tshuva Shmos Yaakov, he says, listen to this lashon. I'm not sure exactly what he means. I think it's the first time I ever heard this kind of a parsing of a phrase. It's Medina Deshas with a Smach the Araisa. It seems to me probably that means also the Rabbanan. I'm not sure. It's a very interesting formulation. And finally, perhaps the most fascinating formulation, and this also, I think, really relates to the Shabbos' initial comments, is the Me'iri in Masechet Yuma. Again, I mentioned to you that the Gemara Pesachim is famously Gemara Pesachim, but it's a parallel Gemara in Yuma. And the Me'iri there says that why should you do a bris to the morning, in the morning? Two reasons, he says. You should show that you love the mitzvah and you're not worried in an inappropriate way for Achmanis on the child. Not right? So there's misplaced Achmanis. This will be a misplaced Achmanis. And secondly, you should imitate the Avos. You should imitate the Avos, the Me'iri says. So the Guyoni Ashas, again, Rabbi Yosef Engel there, quoting this Me'iri as well, he says, you see from this Me'iri that it's not even a mitzvah or a bother. It seems like it's, according to this Me'iri, we'll see in a moment that there's another Me'iri, another Masechta, but the Me'iri here seems it's not even a mitzvah. Aye, how come? So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that, first of all, he gives two suggestions. One is, perhaps we'll have a shiur one day just on this topic broadly, that you may know there's a broad topic of what can we learn in Kodei Matan Torah. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Yosef Engel throws that out as a possibility. Perhaps this whole story is not a makor, but that was Kodei Matan Torah. Right. So all of us can marry two sisters, and one of the answers is Kodei Matan Torah, so we're not going to give proofs that you can marry Lekula and Lekumra. We're not going to give proofs that you can, of things before Matan Torah. And finally, the more obvious thing Rabbi Yosef Engel says is perhaps Miri thought the whole thing was just a story. The Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Avram got up early, and Avram got up early is a good thing. So when the Rebbe gives the Mutter speech, Avram got up early, we should get up early. But there's a mitzvah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Again, it seems to be a Me'iri that it's not.
I mean, there are many aspects of a mitzvah. You know, we don't say each aspect is a mitzvah, like kavana. We don't say doing a mitzvah, but kavana is its own mitzvah.
Doing well, it depends. It depends. It depends. Certain things, for example, like the first brachos of Shmona Esrei, the kavana, ironically, the kavana is so important that it's not independent. It's part and parcel of the definition. You're not davening without kavana. But let's say some other context. Another context where, in theory, you might be yotze b'dyevet without kavana. And you have kavana. I don't know exactly how to define it, but that's some kind of a hiddur. That's some kind of, there's not, it's not nothing.
It's an aspect of the mitzvah.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of aspects.
Right. Okay, so the question is whether it has independent significance.
Right.
So that's, okay, so maybe, so the question is whether, and the question is whether this reason does. But if you hold it to a mitzvah d'araisa, right, which is the first, again, the Sechemed Kosis and this Radach and others, and even though it's mitzvah d'Rabbanan, but it's its own mitzvah d'Rabbanan, so that makes it sound a little bit independent.
Also, that from Kiyas Shoyin, now that the reason why we make it d'Rabbanan has gone away, the whole according to you, we should go back to Shachos once again.
Logically, but again, you could get out of that is simply by just saying, no, that's the minute. And originally it was. Originally, historically, originally they did blow in the morning. Gemara says they were worried about the persecution. Okay, so I mean this is not unheard of in Judaism. That once we do something, we get stuck there, even when the reasons change. Right? Think about medicine on Shabbos. There's almost nothing that makes less sense than that halakha. I'm convinced that when Shiach comes, it's going to be the first thing that he does. I think this is even more than insidious. First, but again, but I get headaches a lot. Yes. Anyway, by the way, this is not meant to have any halakha wise implications. Anyone has a child with a headache or a toothache or anything on Shabbos, so please see me. Yes?
The halacha of the seeking, sounding of the seeking in the morning. So I believe, I don't think the Gemara brings in this reason by doing the mitzvah. They call them a nashim manav and machav the mitzvah, that they love doing mitzvahs. That's not reason
by. Right, that might be better. That might be something else. Because that's a separate kiyum. There's a significant kiyum, whatever the reason is, by davening. Okay.
But if you
miss that, but you could either go to the 9 o'clock minion or the 7:30 minion, and you would have to get up because you want to run Tavore Tavore. I think that would be. I want to mention one other idea, again, because it's an important study you should know, and I have it down here. I mentioned this, again, I've said, and I hope over the course of the year, I'll mention more and more Svarim again, above and beyond the actual Torah we're learning, just to give the exposure to these other Svarim. Again, specifically those Svarim, I mentioned the first was Rabbi Tabas the Sefer, the practical Torah in English. So one of the other Svarim is also for only 2/5 of the Torah have come out. Unless Hashem does somewhere in the Yikra, maybe the third will come out. And that is with somebody who's somewhat well-known in Baltimore, although generally not so well-known yet in America, is Rav Usher Weiss, Shlita from Yerushalayim. And Rav Usher Weiss has for years given, I think twice a week, in different parts of Yerushalayim, I think by Vagan and Ramot, the Shurim Mamash Beit of the inspiration for me. This idea of a halachic shir, I'll say to the Parshios. And a number, about a year or so ago, He's Baruch Hashem reached the point of Gedula, that there's now a machon that's been set up by his supporters to publish in very nice Mehudar, very nice, the books are very beautiful actually, his Chumashurim. So they put out two volumes, at least you could get them at Shopsies. I think they're still available. I bought both of my copies there, Bracious and Shmos. So all the other Sfarim that I have, as I say, some of the other Sfarim that I have on these topics, really, as I say, discuss primarily Brit Mila on this Parsha. But the Minchas Asher has two different chapters. It's about 20 pages altogether on Zizim Adim Lamitzvah, Simanim Chav Beis and Chav Gimel under Parshas Yera. And he has a theory which he also wants to attribute to this Meiri. Again, once you start talking about it's a Midah Tova and it's a good thing to follow the Avos, it's a, how do you define it? What exactly does the Meiri mean? So I mentioned to you what the Gilyoni Hashah says, but the Minchas Asher suggests in this Meiri, he says it's what he calls, it is a Araisa value, but not as a chiyuv, but it's a ratzon ha-Torah and inyan the araisa. Again, if he would come here for Shabbos, I would put him down to the... What does he mean by that? But he is trying to be more precise than the Meiri, but he has this intriguing idea. It's not a chiyuv the araisa, but if you do it, it's like a kiyum the araisa. What he calls an inyan the araisa. He didn't use the word kiyum, but that is just, as I say, something to mention. Okay. The other idea that I want to just mention to you now is just continuing now into the third... the third Roman numeral, the Gimel, the Os Gimel, and this relates to some of the questions that were asked before, and that is the fact that we have other halakhic categories which are very similar to Zrizim, and the question is, are they the same or are they different? If they're different, what's the difference? Why do we have these multiple categories? So if you really want to see this in detail, the Minchas Asher Siman Chaf Beis, okay?
Where one of the opinions is that the Asmura Rishona is when you should say Krishna in the evening.
Right.
And that's because the Malacharas were all banging the door down, waiting to have their turn to have an Asmura, and that this should be a model, and that clearly, I forget who it is in the mission, who says that that is Allah, that's only until Chatzot is called Asmura Rishona, is precisely that.
Okay, good. Everyone all right? Cops are good. Okay. So if you want to look to see, again, how this idea, again, whether you connect it to that mission or not, is how it relates to other ideas, connected to other ideas, so the Minchas Asher Tzimul Chaf Beis, this is where he goes to town on this topic, and I want to mention two examples that he discusses. One is called Shuhay Mitzvah, Ein Mishahin, that we don't delay mitzvos. On the other hand, we also have an idea that comes up a number of times in Shas, Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Right? You're supposed to do... Now, they both sound, you could easily imagine, Zrizim HaKimel HaMitzvah, Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita, don't delay in Shuri Mitzvah, they're all very much, as I say, at most, cousins. Really, the question is why they're not identical twins. What's the difference between them? So let's just take, very briefly, the Gemara on Yevamos and Dach Lamed Tes, the Gemara on Yevamos and Dach Mem Zayin Mebeis. Lamed Tes discusses Yevam and Chalisa, in Dach Mem Zayin, it discusses a Ger who wants to convert, the Gemara says, a Ger comes to convert. Once you've decided you're going to convert him, again, we all know the story, you push him away and you try to convince him not to. But bottom line, once he convinces the Bez that he's considering he wants to convert, do it right away, the Gemara says. Don't waste any time. Don't say make an appointment, come back to me in 3 weeks. Do it right away, because Shiyuhi Mitzvah. So what is the, again, the certain urgency to do things right away? Zizim HaKimel HaMitzvah, a certain urgency to do things right away. Why the differentiation? So Rav Asher Weiss explains, and Michal Asher suggests, because there's the following idea. Again, this will get even more precise as we discuss the Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, but he says that in this case, Shiyuhi Mitzvah is quoted by the Gemara, and we're worried that if you delay, something will totally not happen. You tell the Ger, come back, we're not going to do it right away, he'll change his mind, the rabbi won't be in. Something we want to happen, we're worried if we don't do it right away, this is really what we call in English procrastination, or if you don't do it right away, then it won't happen. Zrizim HaKimel HaMitzvah, he suggests, that's not the issue at all. We're not worried if you don't have the bris at the 6 o'clock minyan, you're not going to have it. Even the vatel, the mitzvah of Yom HaShmini, has the 10th day. It could happen. We're not worried about that happening. Even though we're not worried, it's a higher level, he says. Even though we're not worried, but in the period that it's supposed to happen, there's a defined period. Yeah, there's no defined period for when you're supposed to be Mekabel HaGer. But I guess, again, the Chazal have a certain sense of, I guess, human nature, or whatever you want to call it. Certain things, if you don't take care of right away, there's a good chance they're going to fall by the wayside. We're not worried about that. Zuzim HaKivim Levitzim is a completely different concept. We're not worried about you forgetting. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but that's not our concern. There's a specific period when it's supposed to happen. That period, for example, let's take Brit Milah, is the whole 8th day. Fundamentally, it's just as good at the end of the 8th day before Shkia as it is right at the beginning of the morning. It's still the same mitzvah. But doing it early is an added kiyum, whether it's separate or not, we'll try to get to, but there's some level of an added kiyum, even though we're not worried. It's a completely different idea. Now, something that comes a little bit closer, perhaps, is what comes up in the Gemara in Menachos, Saf Ayin Dalid, Gemara Pesachim, and Daf Samach Ches, and also the Gemara Pesachim, perhaps most famously, also in the end, Arab Pesachim, Kofayim Adays, with one cup of wine, Kiddush at night, Kiddush in the day, that kind of stuff. Again, you're probably all familiar with the Gemara. And there we say, to do things right away, Chavivin Mitzvah Bashaita. A certain benefit, a certain preference to do things in their time, so to speak. So, again, what is the difference? When do we, how come the Gemara sometimes calls this? How come the Gemara at other times calls reason my female mitzvahs? So again, the Menachos Asher explains, because she says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is when you have a specific, a given mitzvah, which has an ikur zman in his terminology. There's an ikur zman, there's a primary time for it to be fulfilled. But there are also other times it can be fulfilled. He says, as an example, I don't know if it has to go this far, but if it's like a tashlumen, there's a time you're really supposed to fulfill it, and there are other times where you can fulfill it. In such a case, chavivin mitzvah b'shaita. We want you to do it in its primary time. Don't wait, you know, take the test on time. Don't wait for the makeup, so to speak. However, he says, when it comes to reason like demon mitzvahs, it's not the ikker time and other makeup times, if you will. There's only one time. The 8th day, objectively, it's all one time period. One's not ikker, one's not tafel, one's not the name, one's not the makeup. It's all one time. And again, similar to the parallel to the point you made earlier, the reason why this is still the most ambitious idea. Even within that one time, still do it as early as possible. And that is the added kiyum of Zrizin Matim Lemitzvah. Now, if that's the case, and again, I think this might have been alluded to, we'll get to the concept of someone made before about the word of Hashkama now. If that's the case, so let me mention to you another idea. This comes from the Sefer Birkas Avram. The Birkas Avram is written, anyone familiar with the Sefer, also a contemporary Sefer, of Avram Erlanger, who is a Rebbe or Hashiva at Kol Zara. So he's written up his Shurim on many, basically all Yeshivas and Mesechas, and Nashim and Zikin, even some Moed Mesechas. And in Mesechas, Sacham, Dav, Dalad, Amin Aleph, he has a little bit of a discussion, a small discussion. But what's fascinating, again, for those familiar with the Sefer, he has lengthier essays, which you see in the table of contents. This, if you look at the table of contents and stuff, he has nothing else to do with Zrizim Magim Lemitzvah. And Av Kopei, he has a Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's nothing else to do with Zrizim Magim Lemitzvah. But he has little Ha'orelas throughout the Sefer in between the big essays. And this is comes in a little Ha'orela, and you could miss it. So then you'll say, what's the big deal? Because he quotes two things from Gedolim of the previous generation, which to the best of my knowledge don't exist anywhere else. At least not that I'm familiar with. So the Islamist said, gold mine, you know this little piece, not because of him per se, because of what he quotes. So the first thing is that he, again, I don't know where this is. If anyone can find this in a more primary source, I would be very appreciative. He writes that he heard in the name of Rav Baruch Ber. He quotes a Yisod from Rav Baruch Ber, again, the author most famous of the Birkas Shmuel, one of the prime Talmidim of Rav Chaim Brisker, the following Yisod. He says that Rav Baruch Ber said, what's the difference between Zrizin and Chaviven Mitzvah B'Shaita? He says that Zrizin is when a mitzvah has a time period, you should do it. So very similar again to what we saw from Menachos Asher. You should do it with as soon as possible within that period. As opposed to where there isn't any specific time period, but the mitzvah is in front of you, then you shouldn't delay, and you don't need a pasuk. If you'll note, there's no Gemara and there's no Rishonim that quote a pasuk for the idea of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's another significant difference between the two concepts. Why? Because Chaviv is a svara. Procrastination or not being a procrastinator. That's not Zrizin, because you do things on time. Zrizin is to do things even early. That's a different meter. But Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita, that's really this idea. Do it right away. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. That, he says, is a svara. That's logical. If it's in front of you, don't delay. But either way, there's still fundamentally mitzvahs. And he asks the question, very interesting, I never thought of it before. What was the mitzvah? How do you define the whole svara with the Akedah? says if there's a mitzvah in front of you, then don't do it. What was going on with the Akedah? How is that exactly a makor for Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah? Again, in his definition, Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah is when it mitzvah a time period, you should do it as soon as possible in the time period. So what time period was there for the Akedah? In other words, if Hashem had said, listen, in the next few days, I want you to saddle up and go to Har Moriah and Shafti Yitzchak. So the fact that Avram had a few days to do it and did it the first day, that would be analogous to what we're describing. But there was no given time period, at least not that we know of. The how, he asks, does reason become get its origins, according to most opinions, from the Yashin Avram Babakar of the Akedah. So for this, he quotes, again, I don't know if this is anywhere else, but I don't know his background to the Talmud. Okay. And it couldn't, but I think he's too old to the Talmud. But he quotes from the famous mirror Rosh Hashiva of Nachum for Shabbos. And Nachum explained, basically, as he quotes there in the Sefer, that when it comes to Shihui, again, it's basically seemingly very connected to this Rav Baruch Ber idea, that Shihui does not require any initiative. When we say Shihui Mitzvah, Kavir Mitzvah, B'Shaita, there's no initiative that needs to happen. But if something comes before you, don't procrastinate, do it then. You don't have to take the initiative to do something. Any idea of initiative only relates to one category in halacha, Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah. What's the pasuk when it comes to Avram? Vayashkem. Vayashkem, Rav Nachum says, is initiative. And if he took the initiative, that's not going to be the makor for one of the other ideas. It's going to be a makor for Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah. That was what was mentioned before, but also from the smart them.
Right. It's
not clear if this is that a real idea or not. If it is a real idea, is it really another way of saying reason? I didn't want to get into that, but that was also, again, it was a good point. It was mentioned in a different context before. So now, to wrap up, or so to speak, to get to the home stretch, I want to mention really a fundamental, really now the Lumdisher question, and this I think was the second part of Shapsi's question, and then to discuss in the Os Hay a number of practical issues that come up when you have competing values of reason on the one hand versus something else, and I think perhaps a way to understand some of these very famous machloksim might relate to this fundamental hakira of what is the role, how does reason make sense, what is the purpose. So perhaps the most famous formulation, at least one of the only formulations in Rishonim that really speaks, and before I just have to give a confession, so to speak, this part, this little Roman numeral, this was the section. My first year in the yeshiva the English state was 1993-94 academic year. My first year in yeshiva, and every 3 years they do a Seder of Moed. It's part of the yeshiva. So I call Moshe Mizikin Moed. And we were up to Masechet Sukkim. So I entered very naively, very green behind years, thinking 2 years of base medrash already, I knew what I was doing, a knacker, and to have a Rosenzweig shir. And for those who were here in June for Shabbos and heard some of Rosenzweig's Torah, so you heard him with half a gun barrel flaring. Baruch Hashem, beautiful shirim that I ever received. He, in full time shir, is double guns bearing. I mean, I was blown away, I didn't know what was going on, completely schmettered. The first, luckily he goes slow in terms of Dapin, so it was a while, but by the time we got to Dap Dalet, I was first just understanding a little bit of the shir. First few months, it was a complete disaster. I was completely overwhelmed. And I thought I had completely lost it. I took out a folder that I have, I was using my Kibbutz Lemitzvot, and sure enough, I have a little note card that I had made when I was chazaring for the Bechina, summing up some of his ha'aris on the slug of using my Kibbutz Lemitzvot. And he, again, by his nature, a very brisker-oriented shir, was fundamentally dealing with this hakira. What is the nature of Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah? What is the issue? And again, I haven't had a chance to call him, but I get tremendous simcha. Because other Masechtos, Baruch Shem, are zochah alone with him, so at least I convinced myself that I really have a kinyan from his Torah on those. But Tzachim, I kind of already made my peace with my therapist already, that Tzachim was just like a completely wasted year for me. I was so overwhelmed by the Torah. But Baruch Hashem, at least I found the one note card on Zrizim Akim Lemitzvah. So he quotes to what seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. The one who says things most cleanly and crisply is a very important Meirian of all places, Masechet Harius. There's not much left to go in Harius. But, right, that's the Erev Pesach Masechet. So in... Sorry?
No,
right? Or 9 days, right? The Meiri says as follows. That's itself an interesting criteria. What's more significant? Avoiding fasting, even if you don't have to eat so much good food, because if there are Pesach, you can't really eat so much, or eating buffer. I appreciate the buffer, so maybe I should start doing another 9 days. Okay. The Meiri and Harius defines the reason. I meant to Xerox for bringing the copy of the Meiri. I forgot to. Do you have a Meiri here? I have a Meiri in the other basement. Is there a Meiri and Harius there? If you find on a Harius, I'll take it. We don't have a whole set there, it doesn't look like. Oh, on top. Two shelves. So, Abe, if you could look at it, find it where he talks about the reason why he's in the mitzvah on Yud Amud Beis. So the Meiri says, that's a very Rosenzweigian thing to do, by the way. Because the Talmidim defines and read out loud and share. Anyway, okay. So, he says, the Meiri, that the reason is that when a mitzvah comes to you, you don't delay. So why don't you delay? Again, what's the cup? What are we trying to accomplish with this reason? So the Meiri says very significantly, because in this way, by doing something right away, by taking that initiative, it doesn't appear to be like a masui, a wait, or you're doing it in your lamuda, just by rote. But rather, you're showing that you love the mitzvah, and that it's very something significant to you. You have a kavana ma'ula, rather than it being like a masui, like a burden. You have it? Okay, I don't want to take the time to look for it if I can't find it. This is the problem that on the computer
it's
not
a very short piece.
Yes, oh, so perfect. Okay, thank you very much. The culture game, Shetavo Davar Mitzvah Liyado, Shem Echlal's reason, Magim Le Mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you have an opportunity to do, take the initiative, you should do the reason. Veloyus Acher Bashias Mitzvah. Don't delay. She'ein to Eladarach Misha Eino Osa Mitzvah Derach Kavana Mu'ula. By doing it right away, you show this great Kavana. Ella, then if you delay, it'll be Kamisha Osa Osa Derach Piruk Ol U'mitzvah Milumuda. No, I gotta do it. It's a burden. It's an obligation. So let me get it out of the way. Right. Very good. Well, we know that the Meiri was a very strong influence by the Rambam. To point out that perhaps the earliest Mefarish of the Rambam isn't right. At least doesn't appear to be that way. But there was a statement that was put out where it cut and pasted, I'll say to the Rambam, all the Meiri to discuss it. Because the Meiri perhaps was really the first parish on the Rambam. He's very influenced by the Rambam, and perhaps this is an example of this. So what do you take from this formulation? So I saw in the Minchas Asher, he says the same thing, in Baruch Shekivnu Shnei Nevi'im L'Dov Rachas, I found in my notes that Rosenzweig used this exact same formulation as well. And then as you see from this Meiri, that the getter of is Chivav HaMitzvah. It's a din in me. I demonstrate, we mentioned this a little bit on Shabbat Shuvah, the idea of coming early to shul, Arab Shabbos and stuff, preparing, that reflects something about me, where I'm holding, my spiritual state. I love the mitzvah. It's just, again, the Meiri is speaking very psychologically. By doing it early, taking the initiative, it says that I love the mitzvah, I'm not looking at it as a burden, just something to get rid of, to get over with. I love it, therefore I take the initiative, and I do it early. However, there is a Tosfos in Megillah, Adav Gimel Amud Aleph. He doesn't mention the word reason, and I haven't seen any other makor that discusses this other than in my notes from the Shir, that Rosenzweig pointed out, perhaps suggests a completely different model. Tosfos there says, without using the word reason, but he suggests there, this is in the context of the Gemara Megillah, Daf Gimel of Mevatlin, from the Avoda, from Mikra Megillah. Tosfos there, you look, Gibra Mafu Mevatlin says that delaying a mitzvah, even just for a bit, delaying from the Shari Shona that you could have done something, and delaying is already considered like the being Mavato of the mitzvah. Even though the only thing you didn't do is reason like even the mitzvahs. But for the moment, you could have done something and don't, so that's like being Mavato on some level, the mitzvah. And the Rosenzweig pointed out, you see something much more radical and fundamental than that Meiri. You would never say that according to Meiri. I don't do it for this reason, that shows that I'm not on such a high level. I wasn't Mavato any part of the mitzvah. But from the Tosfos, you see that there's some qualitative addition to the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah. I believe that was his exact formulation. A qualitative addition to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. In other words, the din in the mitzvah itself. Now, without these marakomos, just as a suffix, the Birkas Avram raised the question, which I think is this issue, but this to be more concise. Is reason about din in the mitzvah a din in the gava or a din in the mitzvah? Is it something that reflects me? That's the Meiri Kiyum HaMitzvah. Or is it something in the mitzvah itself? Again, he doesn't quote the Tosfos, he doesn't formulate it this way. But look over, that is a very fundamental question. Is it a din in the mitzvah, or is it a din? Is it a din in me? So I think perhaps this would help us answer or understand a number of machlokesim, and I'll just quote to you quickly a number of the famous ones, and then we'll wrap up. The Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi have a very famous machlokes, fascinating historically, and it really would be fascinating philosophically as well. We won't get into it. A guy's in jail, right? This used to happen all the time. He gets the jailkeeper says, "I'll give you one day a year to come out. You pick which day you want. You can worship whatever you want. What day do you pick?" So one opinion says Yom Kippur. Oh, Yom Kippur, to be able to show Yom Kippur, beautiful. The other opinion says the next earliest possible moment. Wow, what a fascinating debate. What a fascinating debate. Fundamentally, do you start picking and choosing what's better, which is kind of like a Hidur approach? There's a certain preference to certain things. Or do you say, no, the reason why people are missing the first opportunity, that's the one I'll take. Oh, that's the next group of Marmakomas. A whole long line on your feet. That's all kids from Marmakomas. Very good. Another example, by the way, we're in Achronim, they discuss this as a guy whose doctor says, listen, to fast more than once in a few days, he can't do it. So I know you have this 10-day period coming up. You got to pick either Tzom Gedaliah or Yom Kippur. You can only fast one of those. So obviously Yom Kippur is on a higher level. But do you bypass Tzom Gedaliah to plan ahead for Yom Kippur? Or do you say, no, Tzom Gedaliah, the first one that came to me, I do. Shem and same machine, and maybe that's even the idea of the reason. There's a debate about that as well. Another example, again, it's a fascinating story. This is a discussion.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Okay? Sorry. Ripley's, believe it or not, in this year. The Michtav Sofer, it's letters written in the Sofer family, and Chuvas is the son of the Chassam Sofer, or Shimon. So he quotes, you know, this is all part of the family. Rav Kiva Eger, the arch Litva Shagoyin, had a grandson who became Nebuchadnezzar. Rav Leibla Eger. Rav Leibla Eger in Lublin. He became famous, he was so into the Kavanas and stuff, that if you were Mechavidim with Sandakos or Zemoyel, the Brit, you could have everyone there for the 6 o'clock minion, they didn't get done to Chatzos. He was famous for this, and it went out in Lublin. The Rabbani Lublin said, "Don't be Mechamedim." He was, you know, taken to town, right? In the where, what, when? They were talking about him in town. So he sent letters. He felt the siege. So he sent letters to other gedolim to defend him. Maybe I'm doing wrong. Tell me, am I doing right? Am I doing wrong? So this Rabbi Leibler Eger quotes the Mitzvah Sofer, writes him and defends him. Says, "I, this me, has visited my team of the mitzvahs. Everyone's there, ready. Do it early." Says, but if you're being involved in Hechsher Mitzvah and Kiyum and the greater Hidur, you're thinking of all that Kavanas, that trumps Zrizin Matim and Lemitzvahs. Very briefly, again, I won't get into the Marmakomos, but this, the most famous example of this debate is a whole list of Marmakomos. I have them on your sheet, starting with the Trumas Hadeshen, when it comes to Kiddush Lavana. There's an idea that we have a Kiddush Lavana on Matzah Shabbos. Why? What does Kiddush Lavana have to do with Matzah Shabbos? Because I'm dressed nice and I'm a Rusam, I smell nice. Right, so in yeshiva, you only shower on Friday. So it's only coast to coast. You look the best on Motzei Shabbos. So what do you do? So interestingly enough, the Trumas Hadeshen has a compromise. It's fascinating. Everyone knows this. He says in the summer, where you can be confident that the sky is going to be clear, then you should have to wait, even if the Levona you already could have done earlier in the week. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. You can be confident it'll be a clear night. You'll do it then. But in the winter, where it's very often cloudy, so it says the Trumas Hadeshen, first come, first serve. As soon as you can do it, you should do Kiddush Lavana.
Yom Kippur, you wait
for
the last
year of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has its own thing. There's a big machlokas about Yom Kippur. Do you have to want to do it or not? Right? These are all discussions. Others say you should have to do it right away. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Panim Meiris both say no, never wait. And the Maitha Rav says that, in fact, in Vilna Gaon, never wait to come out to Shabbos. The first time you could do Kiddush Lavana, that's when he did it. So what comes first? The Hidur? Or this reason, again, a major, major debate, and the Be'er Heitev suggests that this machlokes goes back to the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Shmitz Yaakov discusses a nice esrog now, a kosher esrog now, but if I wait an hour, I can get a beautiful esrog. The reason I'm giving the mitzvahs now, I'll wait an hour for a hidur. Other examples, the Sefer Achit, Chassidim, different things, the davening, the Ruga Sabosem, Or Chaim Simonal, if I don't think I put it on your sheet, he discusses what we're doing now. Is it better to learn late at night? Apparently there's a certain hidur about learning late at night. Or should you v'yashkim v'boker, is it better to go to sleep than wake up early in the morning to learn? Very interesting thing. I would just close by mentioning that I think, I haven't said this explicitly, I think that one can make the argument that all of these debates, and maybe it's with machalic between them, but if you look at them broadly as a group, the l'chora would all depend on our chakira. Because the more you see Zrizim Adim L'mitzvot, and the more Tosfos is that it fundamentally becomes a qualitative part of the Kiyum, then that gives it a very significant weight, which l'chora would even be significant enough to outweigh other Kiyumim such as Hidr Mitzvah. But if you see Zrizim Adim L'mitzvot just like the Me'iri, which is what Alan was saying, it's just a Kiyum and where, you know, it makes me, I'm doing a better job, it shows my love, but it's not the Mitzvah. So if that's the case, then one can make an argument that something like Hidr, which is more focused on the actual chepta of the mitzvah, that perhaps that would take a preference. Again, you could be mechalik, but as a way of thinking about it, to me, it makes sense that many of these debates could be dependent on this, how central you see Hidr mitzvah, I think you see Zrizim Adim L'mitzvah to the mitzvah itself, or is it just somehow a reflect my mida, might perhaps just go a long way to helping us understand how come some posts can give a strong preference to Zrizim, even in the face of other competing values, and others very much are willing to say Zrizim is good, all things being equal. But anything else that comes into the picture, that would win the day. Mirat Hashem, we will continue next week. I do not yet have a topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can help. Appreciate it. There's also Barovo Mahadrach Noah, which is another consideration.